You are listening to benstorah.com.
Ek mitzvah yitchav, kiddush po mitzvahs, kiddush b'chayrus. So we actually had finished the whole first column last time, but since the beginning of the second column is in the middle of a thought, let's go back to the bottom of the first column, ul'inyin. You have that? The next to last paragraph?
Yeah.
Ul'inyin. Ul'inyin im yesh l'baylam tovas hanah b'b'chor, tamo balmum das harambam, perikin beis mitrumas halacha chaf, sheyesh lo tovas hanah, v'zeh l'shoinah. So the Rambam... Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, so let's see. So the question is there tovas hanah by a bechor, either a tam or a balmum? So both go are matnas kahuna. So either when it's a tam, you'd give it to the kohen and you bring it to the base of mikdash, or it's a balmum, it's nechal anywhere b'chol makom, you'd give it to the kohen. The question is there a din of tovas hanah? What does that mean? So the Rambam explains, this is the scenario the Rambam explains. V'zeh l'shonei, Rishoy Yisrael l'omer li'Yisrael acher. One Yisrael could say to another Yisrael, oh, you have a Bechor Mazel Tov. I have a grandson that's a Kohen. Ben Biti's a Kohen. Why don't I give you a certain amount of money, a nominal amount, and for that nominal amount you will direct the Bechor to Ben Biti. So the Rambam says that's applicable to Bechor also. That's the Rambam Shita. Read the Lashon of the Rambam. Shai, second to last paragraph, first column. Omer Halach Selazu, one Yisrael says to the Yisrael that had a Bechor, take this nominal amount, v'tein truma, give your truma that you were mafresh, o Bechor, or Bechor, or shar matnos, l'ploni hakoyin ben biti. V'chein perish hakesef mishnah kan b'divrei ha-Rambam. Avalatur yoredeh simin shin lamed aleph. Hisig al Rambam the mavur b'chayrus perik ad kamach of zayin lamed aleph. The b'chor umatonos ein b'hem tovas hanam. Kevon de kedushas domim ninhu asi l'mite the sover is chalei kedushu sayu. Vayayim Beis Yosef Sham. So there's a Farish Gemara that seems to be against the Rambam. At the very bottom of Chavavim Beis and Bechoris, it says, V'chein b'chula, trumas u'maisris, yesh lahem tovas hanah. So the Gemara in Chavzayin Amin Aleph asks, why only does the Brisa say, V'chein b'chula, trumas u'maisris, yesh lahem tovas hanah? But by trumas u'maisris, I'm okay with one Yisrael giving another Yisrael a payment in order to give Ben Bitai Truma Meiser. But from one Yisrael to give another Yisrael, let's say a guy who's a Sheikhet and he's giving out Zroa Lechaim and Keva, or to give one Jew to give another Jew money for Bechor, the Gemara says is not correct. Why not? So the Gemara says when it comes to Truma, everyone knows that Truma has Kedushas Haguf. There's no way, once you've been mafresh truma, there's no way to remove the kedusha from that truma. That truma is never mutter to a zar. Masha'en kein zroa lechayim in keva, and even we paskin besar b'chor, the minute that a kohen gets it, and he's given the matnas kahuna, he can then go ahead and give it over to Yisrael, and it's chulin l'chol dover. So since truma never goes ahead and loses its kedusha, it has kedushas haguf, we're not afraid that anyone will think that this truma has been redeemed or has been mischala. I'm glad you're here, because you were mechavin to the Rit Al Ghazi we're about to get to in a minute. Yes.
What?
There should be.
Wait. Oh, pages. The second one too?
Okay, so we are reviewing the question that we left off last time, the question on the Rambam. The Rambam says there's a concept that one Yisrael could say to another Yisrael, Tain Sela Zu, he gives a Sela to another Yisrael and says, V'tain Bechor Matnos Kahuna L'ben Biti. Give the Bechor that you have, or the Zroa L'chaim and Keva, to my grandson, my daughter's son, the Kohen. The problem is the Gemara says you can't do that. The Gemara says you can only do that b'feirus chavzayim and alef and b'charis. You can only do that with truma, because by truma it's kedushas haguf. We know no matter how many iterations it goes through, truma can never be mischala. However, matnos kahuna, you may think sometimes is mutter to a zar. Therefore, when one Yisrael gives money to another Yisrael to give the Bechor, the Matnas Kahuna, to the grandson, you may think that that process of giving the money has created a Chilul Kedusha. What does that mean, Chilul Kedusha, and Lamai Nafkamina? So Rashi says the Nafkamina is how it's supposed to be eaten. The Halacha is L'mashal L'gdula, that all Matnas Kahuna, including Truma, have to be eaten in a way Kederach Shemalachim Eichlin. So by truma, there's no doubt that the grandson will eat the truma with chardal and tzli and eat it properly, eat it with all the condiments, and eat kederach malachim. Because he knows that truma is never mischala. But the matnos kahuna that sometimes can be mutalu to a zar, we're afraid that there will be a misconception. And if one Yisrael gives another Yisrael some money to go ahead and give it to his grandson, Ben Bito Kayin, he may think that's been a process of chilul, of desecrating it or redeeming it. And therefore, that Koyein might not eat the Bechor of the Matnos properly. That's a Feirish Gemara. The problem is, the Rambam says Beferish, Tain Mana, Tain Sela, Yisrael, Noisein Sela, Yisrael Acher, correct? And what does he say? V'tain Truma O Bechor or Shar Matnos. So how could the Rambam be against the Feirish Gemara? So let's look at the bottom paragraph. The Rambam is against the Feirish Gemara that says you don't say Tarfas Hanah that you can give Tain Sela for Bechor or Manas Kahuna.
But the Gemara says you're Rashai. It's Mutar L'Chadchila. Could be there's a difference between a Gzeira and it's B'Bemis not Mafkia the Ketusha at all, because Minatari you have a Ketusha. Chazal asked you to do it. Could be there's a difference between being mutter and osir, and whether, because they have a mominus. The question whether Chazal might have kebezed and mafkir the mominus. So could be there's a difference between a sugya which says you ain't a rashai, becoming zera.
Well, let's see what the Rambam says. But the Rambam's lashon is what? Rishoy Yisrael.
He also says rashai,
right?
So he also
says rashai. Lashon Rambam is lashon of Rishoy Yisrael, long will Yisrael acher. Heluk selazu. V'tein truma or b'chor shar matnos. The Gemara says, "Beferish, you shouldn't be
allowed to do it." Okay.
V'nei l'chayra, bottom paragraph. L'tam haGemara came in the kedushas domim. Ayin shom barashi im came b'chor tam. Yesh bo tovas hanaa lebailim. The lo shayach haytaima. So he wants to say to minchas chinuch. It's interesting. Where do you possibly have this misconception that it's only kedushas domim, and perhaps by Matnos or a Bechor, he might make a mistake and think the Ischal Kedusha. That Lechor would be only by a Bechor Balmun. But by a Bechor Tam, Lechor, no one would make that mistake to think that a Bechor Tam, which is Royal Mizbeach, no one would think that it's Nifteh. Who would think such a thing? That's Kedushas Gaguf, just like Truma.
And the Rambam, he says, what's his Lashon?
He just says Bechor.
So it could be mean.
So he wants to say, you have to be careful. Let's take a look at when this takana would be applicable. V'nei l'chora l'tam ha-gemara. Came into Kedushas Domim. We're worried because b'chor, and manos kunu Kedushas Domim. But when are they Kedushas Domim? Im came b'chor tam, she yesh bo tovas hanaa l'chora. He's saying, l'chora by a b'chor tam, the reason should not apply, correct? The lo shai chai taima. Because everyone knows b'chor tam is Kedushas ha-guf. V'ef shor de lo chilkul chazal b'dover. Sorry, v'dover zehu midrabanan. It's definitely a din derabanan. Kevor b'shas mishum da'asi l'mite. Aval midraisa, that's a davar parsha midraisa, yesh l'balam tovas hanah. Afilu b'bechor balmum. V'nafkamina, what is the nafkamina? The nafkamina is this Yisrael gives this zroa l'chayim keva, or gives this bechor to a woman, to be mekadesh the woman. So there's a machlokes whether that's considered to be mamon for kedushin. There's a machlokes at the end of the second parak of kedushin. Tovas hanaa mamon or ain't a mamon. The fact that you can extract possibly a payment for the right to direct the matnas kahuna is a machlokes in the Gemara whether that's considered mamon for kedushin. So what would be in a case like this? Where midoraisa, there's a tovas hanah. I can accept money to direct the bechor and this royal lechaim and keva. But midorabbanan say, don't do it because you're afraid Ben Bita will make a mistake and not treat it with kedusha. What if you go ahead and give it? So this is the classical chakira. What if something is kedusha midoraisa, but midorabbanan it's not kedusha? So he's saying that classical chakira applies here too.
But does it say mefurish in the Gemara that if you give it, they're not koina? Or the Gemara just says you're not rashai to do it?
The Gemara just says ain't a rashai.
So maybe b'chlau it could be that even according to that side, if you did it, you did it. There's only a gzera. Who says chazar v'taka mafkia? And the Ram is still shver because he says you're muti l'chadchila.
So you're saying everyone might agree it's a kedushin because maybe the din de rabbanan, for instance, rabbanan were not mafkia the kinyanim.
They just say you're not allowed to do it lechadchila because it
might be. But if you did it, the kinyan is chal, a good kinyan. So in other words, you have a scenario by which the guy gives it to a woman. The woman should not lechadchila take any money to direct the bechor. But if she does, the money is a completed transaction and the kinyan is chal. Because Lechora, they weren't mafkia the kinyanim. They don't need Rishoy. That's interesting. But he does not understand it like that. He understands it. It's totally on that general concept of what if there's something that has din mamon midoraisa, but midorabbanan, it is not mamon. V'naf kamin leinin kedushin. He has din and basa doraisa. If you go after the din doraisa, mekudeshas l'man desirat ovasana mamon. Avli has din and basa doraban kevin de chazal askore l'mamon. See, he seems to say it's askore mamon. You're saying that's not necessarily true. Maybe it's just ain rishoy lechatchila, lo havi din mama, vadvar matikim, v'gam inyan kedushin, pasuk aram parkei mechuzish halacha vav, the tovas hanah ain mama, inyan kedushin v'ain kan mekayma. Al kapanim yesh lebaylam tovas hanah mina tara lechol inyan. Ach rabbanan gazru, v'ram sfir lei de bechol inyan yesh lebaylam tovas hanah af min de rabbanan. So the question is, how could the Ram pass him like the rishoy, even mid rabbanan's mutter? So the Beis Yosef gives an answer, which once again, I'm not so clear on the Beis Yosef's answer in the Rambam. It has to do with a bit of a complicated cheshbon, who the Ram Paskin's like, which I'm not 100% sure. But the Rit Al-Ghazi takes on this question and says something that Tzvi said last week, which is that the Gemara in many places makes an assumption. The Gemara in many places has a concept of Hektish Ilui. What's Hektish Ilui? So we had a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanan last week in Erchin Chavchesim and Aleph. If a bechor is born and you're makdish that bechor after it's born, what is the nature of that Maisa Hakdasha? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Maisa Hakdasha has no real chalois except to be mechai of the person to give hektish an additional amount of money, which is the value of that bechor toivus hanal. Rabbanan say no. Rabbanan say there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, even though the bechor is kadosh mirechem, to nevertheless do a maisa hakdasha. So Tzvi pointed out the Gemara says there's a concept of hektish ilui, and hektish ilui is only makes sense if there's a concept of tovas hanah. Meaning the Rambam might say that hektish ilui is an opposing concept in the Gemara, which may be in contradiction to the Gemara and Bechoris. If that's the case, maybe the Rambam is saying, let's pass like all those Gemaras that have Hektish Ilui, which is mashmi, you give the amount of Tovas Hanah to the Mikdash. That was Tzvi's idea, which the Rit Al-Ghazi alludes to here. Shuv Matzasi B'mar Rit Al-Ghazi the Bechoras, Herich Bezeh, V'hikshah al-Rambam Misugis Hashas. So he asked the Rambam Bechoras Beferish against the Gemara in Bechoras Chav Zayin. U'pil pel ba'orech, the Haram Mahayelo Girsa Cheres. So that's one answer which is never satisfying.
Because we don't know.
Right,
we're
not going to
prove it. Yeah. Satisfying, the easiest answer
to give. Tosafos even. V'ayin sham, or shekosov da Rambam docha sugizu misugi de erchin, right? Chavches amid beis. I thought it's chavches amid alf. V'mishnah ha-bechor ben tam ben balmum machrimin. There's an idea of saying bechor zu lecherim. You can, and therefore you have to give that amount either to the Beis HaMikdash or to a kohen. And the Gemara says, how much is that amount that if you have an existing bechor you have to give? Omdim kama adam rotsa litain, but bechor zeh litain leben bita kohen. So you have a Gemara that says very often, if a person is makdish an existing bechor, he has to give the amount of tovas hanah to hektish that it's worth. Mavur lehegyek ha-rambam. Those sugyas seem to indicate that that's like the Rambam. So everyone else would learn that's on a Doraita level. But Midrabbanan, it might not be Chal. But Midrabbanan, like Rav Chanoch said, Midrabbanan, you're not allowed to. But there is an underlying
Din. Yeah, if you say right. Then there's no Raya from the Gemara against that.
Right.
But B'chal, the Brisker Rav learns in the Rambam there, the Rambam Moses that Hekdesh Ilui means it's a Tushis Ben Akabayis, it's not Stamat Tovus and Law. So according to that B'chal, it's a different getter.
Yeah, but
the value, Tosh doesn't learn
right,
that.
Right, Tosh doesn't learn like that.
But for having a Rambam, let know if it goes Rambam Lishitose.
The question is how to learn Hekdesh Ilui. Tosfos in Erech and Chavches, other places, learns Hekdesh Ilui. Like the Gemara seems to indicate in some places, that's kama adam rotsa litain, b'bechor litain leben bitay. V'gamkim afapal sham demidah rights of
yerkim. The Rambam also agrees with that, but he learns about him, it's a Kriish Belek Abayetz. Now the Shir HaLashatzit is kama adam
rotsa. Right, inkein sham mairi min ha-toyra. Ach la-ashita shetoli behefka bezin, inkein ein lo klal tovasana. V'gam afapal sham im yeshchilk ben tam o balmun. Like we said, that by a tam, maybe there's no reason for the takana, because by a tam, it's like truma. Everyone knows there's a kedushas haguf.
But you see, it's still different than truma. Truma, you never could be put at all.
Right.
Here, if it gets a moom,
it's going to be more. Yeah, we're talking about a tam.
I know, but it couldn't possibly get a moom.
But by a tam, everyone knows that there's no pidyon. The batam lo shayach zeres chazal. He says maybe by a tam, the zeres chazal is not shayach. Which is interesting because the Gemara
is probably right, but you could say that Tam may become a Balmum. It's still not like.
And also, the Gemara of Chavzanimov never makes that distinction. V'timhani al gadol shekamosa shehiksha al Ramba me'ashas to bechoras eich lo zocher the ukedush haTorah now al Ramba v'teretz Rabbeinu Rabbi Yosef Shach.
What?
I said there's no pidyon by Balmum.
No, by Baal Mum there's no pidyon either.
No, not a pidyon, but for Fakir, but it becomes mutter. So that's why it's different than Truma. So it could also be different than that too.
By Truma, there's never a scenario by which mutter. The Ketushas Haguf leaves, correct?
Yeah, there is.
By a Bechor, even though there's no pidyon, there is a scenario. Baal Mum, right. But, okay. Nevertheless, that's
but now it's not yet in that stage.
Yishra Avodah still remains until you kill the animal.
Yeah. Like Sulaim Mekdashim, yeah.
So it's not completely.
That's correct. He's right.
Like Sulaim Mekdashim, yeah.
Like Sulaim Mekdashim, yeah. Okay, now we're going to get into a topic which has been a topic that's bothered me for many, many years. Ve'enor nosno lo miyad shiyavole. Zemavur b'mishna b'choros perik ad kama. That's the title of the perek, Chavavim Beis in Bechoris. Ad kama mataplim b'bechor. The Gemara says that an animal is something that is a big headache. Got to take care of it, got to walk it, you got to feed it. Like the Gemara Neilam Metzias talks about. How much a person has to go ahead and be matapel when he finds an animal that he goes.
Before he gives it to the kohen.
Yeah. Right, so halacha is he's got to raise it a bit before he gives this headache to a kohen.
I want the kohen to have too much
weight. No, because if otherwise it looks like the kohen is misayeh bizagronis.
Right, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that a kohen's never allowed to help. It's a bizayin. So for instance, the Gemara says you're not allowed to hire a kohen to work in the field with you or the threshing floor.
Because it looks like
he's selling his kahuna, being mevaz his kahuna for the sake of getting the matnas kahuna. Actually, it seems to be more of a chilul of the matnas kahuna, maybe, than the kohen himself.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, the Gemara Chavavim Beis there says, kohen mesayeh b'beis hagranos is a bad thing. Even though I don't think the Rambam ever brings down the cloud of kohen mesayeh b'beis hagranos. Interesting, I never saw that. I think the Rambam leaves it out.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
But nevertheless, the Gemara has that idea. Now, what does the idea apply to? It applies to the Gemara that says that if the Behema Daka is born a Bechor, i.e. a little lamb, you must hold that lamb for 30 days and then go ahead and give it to the Kohen. A Behema Gatsa, a cow, you hold for 50 days. Ad kama metaplim b'bechor, behema daka shloshim yom, behema gasa chamishim yom.
And then the kohen is supposed to really take it and make it a carbon right away. He's not supposed to wait too long.
Well, tochlan shana b'shana.
He has a year. But he's supposed to do it right away.
Yeah, like any.
But it's dependent on him.
Like any carbon, there's a mitzvah, I say, the hevesim shama. The first regal, you have to bring it. L'chora, the Kohen doesn't have a chiv to bring before the next regal. Mm-hmm. The next regal, L'chora, has to bring it.
Yeah.
Like every korban, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, does not say, v'hevesim shama. So anyway, so the Gemara says, how do we know this din? So the Gemara says it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Meleoscha v'dim'acha lo sa'acher. Meleoscha's bikurim v'dim'acha truma lo sa'acher. You should not delay them. B'chor banecha titein li. That's one pasuk. The next pasuk says, V'chein ta'aseh l'shorcha ul'tzoncha. So the Gemara says there is a symmetry. You have Meleoscha bikurim and Pinyan ben in the first pasuk. And I have shor and tzon, seh in the second pasuk. The first is Bikurim. Bikurim is a 50-day waiting period from Pesach to Shavuos. Therefore, I will impose a 50-day waiting period on the first thing mentioned in the next pasuk, shor. The next thing is Pidyon HaBen, where there's a 30-day waiting period. So I will impose on tzon a 30-day waiting period. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Does the 50 go to tzon? Does it go to shor? So the Gemara says the first in the first pasuk, which is Meleoscha, Bikurim, 50-day waiting period, goes to the first and the second pasuk, shor. The second in the first pasuk, b'chor banecha titein li, 30 days, goes to the second thing mentioned in the second pasuk, tzon. The problem that Tosfos has there is it's not analogous. Because pidyon haben is not, it's a 30-day waiting period, but only the pidyon takes place on the 31st. Masha'en kein bikurim. It's a 50-day waiting period, but you could bring Bikurim on the 50th day, which is Shavuos. That's Tosfos' question. Tosfos says the 30 and the 50, based on the Pasuk, are not really analogous. Tosfos leaves that B'tzarach Iyun. But if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, it brings a Tosfos Chitzonius that says they are analogous, because you are not allowed to bring Bikurim on Shavuos, and you can only bring Bikurim on the 51st day. Then all the Achronim go crazy. Why can't you bring Bikurim on Shavuos? So this is a major discussion. The discussion starts with the Rit Al Ghazi, and I think ends with Derech Amun or Chaim Kanievsky. There are many, many approaches to what does the Shita Mekubetzes mean? Why can't you bring Bikurim on the 50th day? So the simple answer is they're not analogous. The simple answer is that Pidyon HaBen is the 31st, Bikurim is the 50th. And that will be transferred to the respective tzon and the behemah dak behemah gasa. So let's look at the minchas chinuch. Zemavur, b'mishnah b'choras perik ad kama, b'ramam kam perik alfa loch yedal. V'ayin sham b'shas, the alfinan tzon mi b'chor banecha, right? Tzon is learned out as compared to pinyon haben. Danur shloshim yom. V'od yalfinan, but the behemah gasa, we learn from the beginning of the first pasuk. M'me'le'oscha v'nimach alos acher. Then a bikurim dehu chamishum yom me omer atzeres va'af l'rav hasham halimu halomed mizeh halimed mizeh l'chora kevan the alfinan daka mi b'chor banecha im kein asur litno b'yom shloshim. Since behemadak is learned from b'chor banecha k'mo pidyon haben du lachar shloshim, just like pidyon haben you don't do to the 31st, so too the behemadak you should not give to the kohen on the 30th, but rather the 31st. Ayin shom b'shas.
It's not ma'akiv if you give it earlier, right?
No, it's not ma'akiv.
No,
just over the iser. There's an iser. L'chora, this is a din d'rabbanan. Because the Mishnah says, and if the Kohen says, don't worry about it, give it to me on the 28th, I'm not ma'akbid, because it's all for the good of the Kohen.
Right.
The Gemara says you can't do that because it looks like the Kohen is bending over backwards and actually compromising himself for the sake of the Matana. So he wants to say that when it comes to Behemah Daka, has to be exactly like Pidyon HaBen, and you can't give it to the Kohen until the 31st. The Gasa, however, a Behemah Gasa, where we compare it to what? Where we compare it to Bikurim. Im kein Bikurim hu yom chamishim. Bikurim, however, is on Shavuos. Ubiyom chamishim ba'atmo roshoy litno l'koyim. Im kein hadinim eino shovim. Shehatibu b'daka hu ad la'achar shloshim. V'atibu b'gasa ad chamishim. Ad chamishim v'yom chamishim roshoy litnoim. Ubi mishna eino mavur zeh. Rak b'daka shloshim v'bagasa chamishim. V'nira de le'inyan hayom ha'achron shneim shavim. U'be'emes kefi ha'yalfus ha'gam b'zeh yesh chilek. V'gam ha'rambam ha'rab mechav v'shukhanach yodeh simen shin vav. Kulam sasmu b'loshin ha'mitcham. V'kfar amdu rabbeseinu ha'tais v'sham. Chavavim ha'beis. Divra maslum ha'le'oscha. V'lo tertzu klum. Tysus just points this out. It seems to be inconsistent. Because if you learn from Pinyan Ben, then it'll be the 31st. If you learn from Bikurim, it's the 50th. You bring Bikurim on Shavuos. So they are not comparable. Tysus just makes that ha'ara. It's the Tysus Chitzonius that says they are comparable.
Why is it important that they be comparable?
Because the Mishnah...
The Mishnah should have said different. It says 30 and 50. It's matched by
the same. No, the Mishnah compares them as if they're the same. It says Behema Dakar Shloshim, Behema Gasa Chamishim. So what does it mean that they have the same din or not? So Tysus just points out it's not the same din. Because one's compared to Pinyan Ben 31st, one is compared to Bikurim on Shavuos the 50th.
Well, there was no Bikurim, but the first Shavuos in history was on the 51st, right? The famous Kasha that it comes out that it was on the 51st.
So Lamaise, the question is,
so you can now
bring Bikurim? So Lamaise, is it the 50th or the 51st? Number one, that you bring Bikurim. And can you give the Kohen the Behem Agasa on the 50th, or do you have to wait the 51st? That's the question. So I always say that, like you said, Shavuos is neither Zman Matan Torah Seinu nor the Zman of Bikurim. Right? It's not Zman Matan Torah Seinu because Torah is given on the 51st.
Famous
Shtickel Torah Tzlach, everybody talks about it. V'lo Tertzu Klum. Tysus does not give a reconciliation. He just says that they are different time periods. One's the 31st and one's the 50th. Umatzisi barit al-gazi. B'shem Tysus chitzonis teretz. De lechatchila ein yochid mevi bikurim ba'atzer shu yontif.
Is this something in Becherus, Tysus chitzonis? I mean, I've never heard of it. Tysus Yashanim I've heard of. What says Becherus?
It means it's some type of manuscript of Tysus that's not
so
in
not
the...
it's not on the Daf.
No, it's not on the Daf. Okay. It's in the Shita Mekubetzis. It's not like a Tosfos Re'ezakin on the side. It's not something you're missing. The Shita Mekubetzis says B'shem Tosfos Chitzonius. The truth is the Marashah also quotes a Tosfos Chitzonius in a number of places, in Beitza and other places. Meaning they had a manuscript of Tosfos. The Lechatchila, so the Shita Mekubetzis, the Tosfos Chitzonius is Mechanish. The Lechatchila Ein Yochid Mevi Bikurim Ba'atzeres Shu Yontif.
What is the Issa Yontif? What is Yontif?
So this is a major discussion. Rit al-Gazi, Minchas Chinuch, Igros Moshe talks about this, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I'll tell you all the sheets I found. Because this fascinated me, you know. All of a sudden, now I have to bring Bikurim Lechatchila on Shavuos. You know, then every one of these pictures we've had, they show the pictures of Shavuos, people bringing Bikurim, right? It's all a misnomer, right?
That's all we put the point.
The Lechatchila Ein Yochid, maybe Bikurim. Ba'atzer shu yontif. Why? The tzorech lavi korban ima bikurim. Because the Mishnah in Bikurim says, together with the Bikurim, you have to bring a shlomim. Why? Because it says, v'samachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. Yerushalmi and the Sifri learn out, ma simcha omer, in Parshas Kisavo is with shlomim, so to smachtem by Bikurim is with shlomim. So the Rit al-Gazi says, since Bikurim requires a Kabban Shlomim...
And Shlomim Yehud, it wasn't like Chayv Sayom.
You're not allowed to bring the Shlomim on Shavuot. So the question is, are you or aren't you allowed to bring the Shlomim? So the Rit al-Gazi assumed you can't bring the Shlomim on Yontif. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't like it. Okay, lechatchil le'yavi. V'ani kasafti bechibure zeh le'kabban. The Rishoy Lahavi Korban Zeh Af Biyontif. Why? Kevin the Nikra Korban Simcha V'yotzei Mishum Simcha Siyontif Gamkein. In other words, there's a mitzvah we learn Chagiga Simcha on Shavuos. B'yotzei the mitzvah Simcha with the Shlomim Bikurim. What's the problem in Chaskinah?
But Nedorim and Dovis, you don't bring any Yontif. Shaila is, right. According to Mechaskinah, what would be if you bring the Nedorim and Dovis to B'yotzei the Simcha? Could you do that on Yontif?
So Tosfos holds not.
So
we learn Tosfos and Chagiga not like that.
That's
the Rit al-Gazi versus Minchas Chinuch. So Rav Moshe, very interesting, in Chelek Aleph Or Chaim, I don't know if you know, in the back of Chelek Aleph Or Chaim, Rav Moshe has Tshuvas and Kodshim. Most of them are with Rav Kentrovitz. Siman Aleph discusses this issue. Why lechatchila would you not bring bikurim on Yom Tov? So Rav Moshe wants to be mechadesh because ein ma'arv in simcha b'simcha. That's his chiddush. He says, I can't bring the shlomim for bikurim because the shlomim of bikurim is simchas bikurim and I have simchas Yom Tov. So Rav Moshe says it's midin ein ma'arv in simcha b'simcha. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Emunah Hichos Bikurim entertains this question, brings down the Ritol Gazi Minchas Chinuch Rav Moshe, and gives his answer. Because he says that L'chaira, if I'd bring Bikurim on Yom Tov, it would be Ma'avir Mirshus HaRabim Yerushalayim to the Azora, which is Rosh HaYochid. And he has a long...
Well, what's Bikurim on Yom Tov for being Ma'avir? Only Shabbos is here, Hotzah.
He says it's a problem of Hotzah on Yom Tov.
Right. Yom Tov is a problem of Hotzah.
Is she considered a tzarech?
Chora, it's a tzarech mitzvah. Like tinik limol, the other things there in the Mishnah.
Interesting.
And it was there to ask because the Yarkos was the Issa Yontif, because you don't bring the Dharma and others.
How can Rav Moshe say, I mean, you can bring, you can use your, all your other chiyuvim and be Yosef Shalmei Simcha with it. Didn't we learn? You can...
About the tzibre for Yom Tov.
What?
Can't you use all your other korbanos that you have to bring anyway, and they also serve as shalmei simcha? We don't call those ribuyim.
Yeah, but the question would be, you can definitely be yotze. Maybe on Yom Tov you don't bring it though. That's
you're talking about bringing them in Chol Moed. The Gemara says that a kain be yotze with a chatas and a harsham. That's all Chol Moed, right?
Right.
Like you can't marry a woman on Yom Tov
because simcha. I mean, what's that's not an issue of a marv simcha simcha to be
chatas and a harsham for sure not.
Okay.
Right?
But the day of Simcha, Simcha, we find Moshe by Kedushin, then even Chol Moed can't.
Right.
So if that would be the day of Chol Moed, you shouldn't be able to bring it. But there's no Chol Moed there.
Right.
There's no Chol Moed on Shavuos.
So anyway, it's interesting that this has been a major topic that the Achronim have not...
It's not the simplest Yom Tov. It's the simplest Bikurim.
Rav Moshe says that you can't bring the Shlomim within the Simchas Bikurim, because that's a separate concept of Simcha. Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha. That's Rav Moshe's...
He's like, you can't marry a woman in Chol Moed.
Bikurim is completely separate from Shavuos. It happens to be at the same time, but it's completely separate from Shavuos. It has nothing to do with Shavuos.
Really has nothing to do with Shavuos. You're right.
It's very strange.
Bikurim is on Shavuos.
It's called, let's say you bring the Minchas Bikurim, but the Minchas Bikurim is not our personal Bikurim. The Minchas Bikurim is the
Karmansoyrim.
Shtei Halechen. In order to be Matir Chodesh Lagav Mizbeach. So don't make that mistake that the Minchas Bikurim is Bikurim. It's not the individual Bikurim we bring. So at the end of the day, it is unclear. If I would ask you, what is the maskana of when you could give a behema gasa to a koyim, what would you say? Can you give the behema gasa to the koyim on the 50th, or it has to be the 51st?
But it's very interesting, Kodesh, you could also clear by Bikurim itself, if it's only an Issa Yom Tov, Bemes Dizman maybe is 50. Maybe this man is 50, because Batson, this is this man of Korban.
Right.
This man of Bikurim. But you can't do it because of at least it's study of Yom Tov. So that will work out good with the 50th day also.
So meaning, even though I can't bring Bikurim, like the Shita Mukhabetza says on Shavuos, that's because of something study, a study problem. Which according to Rav Moshe and Rav Chaim are clearly study, correct?
Yes.
A Marvin Simcha B'Simcha and some type of Isser of Havara, Mirushas Haram, Turushas Hayochid. Reb Chaim has a very long discussion there, Kedarka B'Kaidish, whether the Beis HaMikdash had a roof or not. Is the Beis HaMikdash considered Rosh HaYochid or not? He goes on and on for pages about, was it Makura? Was the Azorah had a roof or not? Because if it had a roof, he feels for sure it's Rosh HaYochid, and that's the problem.
It didn't have a roof, did it?
He was, is
he? None
of the
pictures
have
he has a
long...
Maybe a pergola. Agesha mirada la korbonet, loya uf. Loya uf. Yesh lo
arichas, is that imha azorah po, sham hayab mukurah.
I know, I have to look it again, but that's what it... But my point is, the Achronim had a big problem trying to find out the essence of this...
Iser.
Of this problem, ain meviim bekurim lechachila ba'atzeres. So Rab Chanoch is again saying a very wise svara, which is it could be ein mevin lechatchila bikurim biyantav, but it doesn't matter because at the end of the day the chiyuv starts on.
Remember, if you brought it, you're right, so maybe. It just is a zaitik problem.
Kedusha, the primar of the simcha, the simcha, the shchanda kedusha.
But all for the mitzvah, the gamkin yoytzeh.
And even if you wouldn't be yoytzeh, you could still say it's the zman
is there,
but there's no possibility. There's a chiyuv, but there's no possibility of kiyuv.
That could also be.
And nevertheless, so that would mean that even if I don't bring bikurim lechatchila on the 50th day, I can give my behema gas. Excuse me, my behema gasa. To the Koyen
on the 50th day. Yeah, even in the Dorm and the Dovas, the Gemara clears if you shechted them on Yontif, if you're Zayek as Adam.
Right.
So it means even the Korban could be a miskosher with the Evan. You're not supposed to do it.
I'm saying you don't even need, for sure if you're Yotzi B'di Evan, then that 100%.
You're
even if you're not Yotzi
B'di Evan,
it could still be that that's the Zman, right. Like by Mila at night.
You're right, right.
You're Chayiv and Mila at night, but you're just not unable to Mekayim it.
Yeah, I'm asking for that also.
Right, the Taisus and Chavtes Meral from Kiddush. Now, help me with this next paragraph. So I found this fascinating because I had another question. My question was, who said that the shlomim has to be brought? There's a chiyuv to bring shlomim with the bikurim. Who says the shlomim has to be brought on Shavuos? Maybe the shlomim could be brought erev Shavuos, and you could eat it on Shavuos itself. So I found in bikurim, Yerushalmi bikurim, there is a gra who says beferish, it could be yotzi the mitzvah of shlomim by bikurim, just by eating the shlomim on yontif. And you could bring it the day before.
So
l'chayra, that's difficult to say. It's mishum korban. But aim arvin simcha b'simcha l'chayra would still apply if you're eating the shlomim on Shavuos, correct?
If you bring it l'kayim the mitzvah simcha, yeah.
Right. Ve'efshar loymer the milsa de psika. Help me out here with what he's trying to say. Da Torah kasva the mevi bikurim ba'atzeres g'shechal atzeres b'shabes. Vada ein orshoy lahakriv. Kirkabonos halo ein doichin Shabbos. Al came beyom shua acher atzeres. He milsa dipsika.
Sure.
He's saying that mean taka.
Have another copy?
Rabbi Reis, we have a halacha lemaisa question, which I'm sure comes up all the time. L'chora the Rav is still chayv v'shinatam levanecha. She divrei tov mechadam v'vichor shim yishocha adam al tagam yem, no?
I don't even know what that means.
No, here's no chair.
Is there anybody who passes b'chora's questions? Like, who would you go to for b'chora's questions?
You know something? In 30 years, I never had one.
So now I have got one now.
No.
The Gemara says that your matapel with a Bechor Behema Gasa for 50 days. And it learns it because there's a hekesh between Behema Gasa and Bikurim. The question is, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, can Bikurim actually be brought on Shavuos? Do you have to wait till the day after? Which would mean, when do you give the Kayin to Behema Gasa? On the 50th or the 51st? So that's my question, Halacha L'maisa. Think the Halacha hotline, we should call them? I got a Bechor, when do I give it?
Maybe we don't give Bechorim to anybody, do we?
No, because I'm not smech well of a right.
It's not all right, so it's never right.
Yeah, they still go, we just dress up on the field till they got a moment, and then they shacht it.
Yeah. That's going to be our next discussion. What do you do with a Bechor Tam B'zman HaZeh? The two possibilities, either lock it up in a room and go back when you hear no noise, or you go ahead and you...
Yeah, but what they do today is they're makta before, the ear to the goy before.
Yeah, that's what they do.
The shutfis. The
well, they do a shutfis, right?
Yeah, shutfis akum, yeah.
So it's probably Bechor probably does come up a lot in Eretz Yisrael.
But that's normal.
But if it's a donkey, they don't do anything because they want to have a big. They want to have a big.
And it doesn't cost them any money.
It's also a big fundraiser, the Petach Hamor, right?
And it doesn't cost them anything. A Bechor, if it became Kaddish, they got a problem. They have to keep it the whole time. And you lose no animal.
They just make
a. They make a shutfis before. Yeah.
Bechor is not in the chutzlars too. And you can have.
Yeah, Bechor is not like everywhere.
Yeah. So in Europe it's full of Bukharis. People had farms. Today we don't have farms. Those that have farms and they have animals, even just a milk farm. Before the Bukharis.
Said the Shifshus? There was a Shifshus?
No, okay, what they used to do is make a Shifshus Akum.
Let them roam.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they didn't do the Shifshus?
No, they tried to make a Shifshus Akum because otherwise they got a big problem.
Yes, what they did? I'll tell you, they told them someplace they're different. I'm not arguing with them. I don't argue with anybody. I'm not saying what they did. Yeah. They did, they let them roam.
Yeah.
What happened was eventually the Goyim couldn't take it because they were going to do nothing.
Really?
And nothing. Yeah. So the Goyim caught out and they made a movement to it. They felt it.
We threw off the guy.
Very practical.
But if they notice doing Eden a favor, then there's no mutter.
They don't themselves as a favor.
Oh, that is
mutter. In my field, in my stuff, he can't do nothing.
But sometimes the guy can shoot the you Jew.
Our version of the chat today is we let our alarm on Shabbos go until the guy next door can't take it and comes. Just can I help you out?
Similar idea.
Okay. So let's do this paragraph. Efshel Maimer, help me here. He's now trying to figure out what is the deal with Bikurim on Shavuos. Because the Shita Mekubetzes once again says, Ein Mevi'in Bikurim Lechatchila Ba'atzeres.
This page, which one you got it?
Okay, so again here, guys, help me up here. Tell me what the Minchas Chinuch is saying here.
You waited yesterday, what's the problem?
What? No,
he's saying that the
no, I don't think he's saying that. He's saying
why it's 51st day. Is because that's the absolute day. Yeah, because their times will be Shabbos.
They have to use them, which you Shabbos always can do it.
That you can never bring. So the only so there are times where the 50th won't be applicable because when it falls.
Yes, on Shabbos. Therefore they said the 51st because then you can always.
It's always applicable.
I understand the 51st can fall out on Shabbos. Yeah. No, 51st can fall out on Shabbos. Can't
not longer than 51 because it'll either be Shabbos this way or that way.
That's what he's saying.
Okay. 50 is good.
Fine, okay, so that's...
By the 51st is definitely good.
No, they say, by the 51, you always have a chance.
Very good. Okay, so let's read it through quickly. The Ephraim of the Mils of the Psyka. The Torah cuts of the Mevim Bikurim Ba'atzeres. B'shechal Atzeres B'Shabbos V'ade Ein Or Shul Akriv. K'er Kabbalah Halil Ein Dochen Shabbos. Akeim B'yom Shul Akhar Atzeres Him Mils of the Psyka. Meaning by the 51st, for sure he can give it. Akeim Tzorech Gam Kein Chamishum Shleim Kan. That's interesting. So he's not answering.
He's saying, really, there's no such thing as you have to wait the 51st day. They right. Just said, because sometimes it's not that way, so you do it, but always by the 51st
so
day.
So he's in this answer, he's rejecting the Shita Mekubetzes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's rejecting the Shita Mekubetzes. He's saying, even if you don't hold like the Shita Mekubetzes, even if Mevi'im Bikurim Ba'atzeres, still you would go ahead and
compare
that the analogy to
it's
the analogy from Behemah Gasa to Bikurim is 51st. Okay. Now he entertains another possibility why Bikurim would not be brought on Shavuos v'od efshel loymer came in the mishnah bikurim perakimol mishnah hamivur that not only would you bring a shlomim with bikurim but hayu mevi'in gam habikurim goes le'olas what ima bikurim goes le'olas. In other words, along if you look at those nice fancy pictures that make a bikurim, the guy's got his fruit and on top of the fruit there are always birds there because there's a chiyuv to bring birds as oilas together with the bikurim. Like I told you, the chiyuv korban shlomim is learned there from a pasuk. Usmachtem. Raka korban shlomim hu mitzvah min haTorah. Alkein tzorich loymar kidekasivna. Shuv reitzu b'toisus yontif b'chorz perkdol mishnah aleph. Teretz kushis haToisus. The Lorava, the Masra, Kosov Lechachamim, Lo Kosha Kushis Toysus, Ayan Shom. Alkoponim Hadinahu, the Dafka Laachar Shloshim, Ulaachar Chamishim, Rishoyim Litno. Velo Yom Hashloshim, Velo Hachamishim, Kain Nira. So at the end of the day, Minchas Chinuch is saying that a Behemah Gas is like a Behemah Daka, and you don't give it to the Kohen, just like a Daka, you don't give to the 31st, a Gas, you don't give to the 51st.
But it's interesting, his sushta to the Gozli Oila, That for sure would be a reason why it should only be a lechatchila, because it's not a mitzvah. Because the lashon hara mevi'im, if takeh would be a din of being married with simcha or simcha, or a din as an Easter korban and the korban has to be the same day, so it's more than a lechatchila. It's like a osir lechatchila. So here it would be just a lechatchila because there's a zaitik or mitzvah in general. Now, you're not missing anything worse. Other things would be an easier to do it because in Simcha Simcha or in Isser Korban.
Okay, let's take a look at the Chena for a minute. Ubechutz la'aretz. You see that?
Shein
lanu mikdash. No alay delas b'funav u'meis me'ilav. If there's no base hamikdash to bring the b'chor tam, what do you do? So some shittas rishonim say you lock up the b'chor in a closet and it dies. And that's kedas k'sas ha'mefarshim. That seems to be the minority opinion in the rishonim. U'mehem sha'amru.
Tzar balei chayim. If you have another solution, what should you do with it?
But the question is, what the solution is easy. How much a person has to be in Maitreya? What?
They used to put them in the thorn bushes. They have thorn bushes.
That's the other shita. The other shita is, Umehem Sharma, shita Toysus is, Shemam Timlo La'ilam. You wait. You just wait.
If you have the Manta Loilom, then you understand that Tzar Bal Chaim would take precedence of Tzar Bal Chaim. Because the person is not equipped to wait forever because of the Tzar Bal Chaim.
No, so there's another solution, I'm saying.
It's another solution, but the one's Manta Loilom, you understand why this is different than that.
Umehem Sha'amru, Shemantin Loi La'ilam, Vimnafu Bomum Yech Bomum Bechol Makum Lechol Adam Shiyur Tzakain Midnight.
Because some say you see even to cause a mum is also a sederaisa.
But it's not causing a mum.
That's the question.
If you put him, not a causing mum.
You're not allowed to put peanut butter on the ear of a bechor.
Yeah,
no, really. That's the case. The gemara doesn't say peanut butter, but you're not allowed to put food on the ear of a bechor.
That's not a grama.
Yeah, but it's also usur.
The gemara learns the grama is also. There's a special limud that even a grum is also to be garam amum. Although the Gemara Nun Gimel says there's an eitzah. The Gemara Nun Gimel says the eitzah would be to give a mum to the animal while it's still birthing.
Before it's born. Before it has kedusha yet.
Yeah, it's Gemara Nun Gimel. Right, so now it seems to be there are two shitas what to do with a bechor tam. Bizman hazeh, bizman shein beis hamikdash. So the Minchas Chinuch will discuss these two shitas. By the way, Tosfos that says you don't lock it up, but you let it roam, does not bring Tzar Balei Chaim as the reason. He brings Hefsek Kutchim as the reason.
They're not allowed to because Hefsek Kutchim.
Right, Hefsek Kutchim, right.
I mean, because Tzar Balei Chaim is not mechuyev to live with an animal for life. I mean, that's much more Tzar of an Adam.
Right. So let's go. He goes through the shitas. Who holds what? So two shitas we're showing him. What to do with it before? Everyone has ois dalin. Lav dafka chutzlars. This doesn't just mean chutzlars. El bizman hazeh. This also applies bizman hazeh. Kevin she'ein mikdash afilu be'eretz Yisrael. Even in Eretz Yisrael, there's a bechor. You have a problem with it to do with bechor tam. Vezeh pasha.
It's not umid lakrav. It means that.
Yeah, you have no way to be makrav.
So is that considered hafsid kochim when there's no way to do it?
Umasher kasef noel deles befunav. Nira the sphere the chiyuv hu linol delas. L'chora, when it says lock it up, it means you have to lock it up because there's a concept of takola. Vayeh b'avod azor yidgimol beis tazdur maschum noyel. Hikshu amay lo hitzrichu linol delas b'chor b'zman hazeh. Va'ayin sham mashatirtzu. Now, where does all this discussion come from? The Gemara in Bechairas Nun Gimel Man Aleph is the first daf of the Perek Meiser Behema. So the Gemara says Meiser Behema Noig Ba'arts Bechutz La'arts Bifnei Habayis Shalom Bifnei Habayis. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Shalom Bifnei Habayis? What in the world are you going to do? So the Gemara says, interesting enough, there's a mitzvah to create a tenth Behema. So the Gemara says, why if there's no bias? So the Gemara says, La'echol B'muma. is a mitzvah to create a tenth behema to the ability to eat it b'muma. Then the Gemara later says, how come there's no ma'aser behema b'zman hazeh? So Gemara says, Amar Rava mishum takala. Because we're afraid if you create a ma'aser behema, it's going to be a takala. Not everyone will notice the ma'aser behema, and maybe, who knows, they'll do giza avoida, they'll use the ma'aser behema, and it's kadosh. So the Gemara says, man tana, who holds chashir mishum takala? So the Gemara brings a brisa. Ein makdishin, ein machrimim, ein makachim b'zman hazeh. There's no concept of saying this is kodesh, so on and so forth. V'im kidesh, and if a person went ahead and made something kodesh, b'behema te'akir. With the behema, you rip it up. With other things, you apply to it, and you take the money, and you're mashlich liyam ha-melech. So the Gemara says, my ta'akir, what does it mean that if someone goes ahead, for whatever reason, says, harizu oila, and so maisa hektesh, what do you do? Te'akir. The Gemara says, noyel delis b'funov. You lock up the maisa, the korban. So the Gemara introduces the concept that if by some reason someone ends up being makdish an animal, b'zman hazeh, you can't be makrivit, the solution, the Gemara says, is noyel delis. That's the solution of the Gemara. So Tosfos says, how come we don't do that by Bechor? Tosfos assumes that by Bechor we don't do it. Tosfos assumes that by Bechor we let it run wild. Why is this? Because he brings a raya from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says there was once a Bechor that was so old, its hair was growing crazy. Tosfos says, how can there have been such a tzir? He says, because it must have been they let the Bechor run for many, many years, hoping it would get a moon. So Tosfos feels that this concept of the Ilas Delas that it might apply by other kachim, but does not apply by Bechor. So Tosfos says, why is it that it wouldn't apply by Bechor? Because he says, by all other kachim, I really don't gain anything by getting a mum. Because by a mum, at the end of the day, I still have to be paid that. And the money, I have to go ahead and still throw the money beyond the melech. So by other karbanos, I don't gain anything by letting it get a
still the same takala.
I say, not only that, at the end of the day, I've got the money. That's kadosh. There's no way to remove
the money will be right. Also.
But by a bechor, if it gets a mum, I'm done. So Tosfos says, bechor is different. But you should understand the idea of ni'ilas delos is a valid idea in the Gemara, that the Gemara applies to all other kachim. So everyone will go, be careful. Don't say harezu oila, harezu shlomim, you're in trouble.
Baltashkas also.
What?
Zabal Ashman is Baltashkas also. Because you could eat it, but whom?
Tosfos does not give that reason.
Yeah, I know.
But if it also make a grama,
it's not a grama. You wait until it's done.
You may wait forever. I mean, that's not Baltashkas either. It means that you have to.
You can put it in a place where it might. That's not called grama.
I mean, it's some, but maybe a long time though. And the chash the color is immediate. I mean, everybody sees it, thinks it's a regular animal and may eat it. But it's an Easter kosher.
That's a very interesting. Rabbi, there's a very interesting tidbit. In Europe, the Bechors were running wild.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, you heard this? Or
yeah, no. It's fascinating. They mark him? How did they know which was a Bechor?
Because they're running wild. No, they have this cow running wild, you know, if he wants to hold on to it. And the guy is doing really from in the end, if you think about it, if you think about it beforehand, but all the Chedek Acharayim, the Chalev, all those things, the guy kept it for himself, and he shechted it as well.
Fascinating.
There must be some truth in there.
But they wouldn't just take the animals for themselves, the guy, if they're running wild.
They did, also.
Running wild in the Lithuanian countryside.
Wild, anybody's going to just capture it and take it. How
are you going to know? Lechor, it's a mitzvah takala. Another Jew could find it.
The guy gives it to a Jew, the shech, like other animals.
You know, but it's running wild. It's Bistam, it's a Bechor. Who would leave an animal?
Yeah, but who knows it ran wild? The guy says it together with the other behemoths, together to a Jew.
Another problem to worry about.
Oh, Mar, for that reason, you don't give Gidon Moshe to a guy, other things.
Let's continue. So I told you the Teretz of Pesach. Umavurmi divrayim de'ein chiyuv. Vayim b'mordecha hevi das hara'im. That's the Urayim. Next page. Das hara'im. The cause of the muchach, the mutor lino delas. V'amaforshim desvira lahu mamtin. But there are other shitas like the Taisus who says there's no ni'ilas delas. You're not even allowed to do ni'ilas delas. You have to wait until it gets a moon.
I mean, that's also grama, by the way. Locking a door and not giving him any food. It's pretty grama there.
But is that a grama? A
it's
moon.
Not a grama and a moon.
Not a grama of moon. It's a grama of life, not a moon.
Kill it. You're not allowed to kill it.
Why not?
You're not allowed to kill it. What you
yeah, but there's no limud.
No, no pasuk on moon. Just absent kachin. Absent kachin. The pasuk is only on moon.
You're allowed to kill kachin?
The nachair, not allowed to kill absent kachin.
You're not allowed to accept it because you're allowed to just shoot it?
Not sure.
I told you what the Gemara said beferish.
No, but
the Gemara says, when given one out beferish, if Bismanazem someone's makdish an animal, that animal, the Eitza is Ni'ilas Delas, the Gemara says.
No, but I'm telling you.
The question is, why is that true by Bechor?
If you were allowed to shoot it, you would shoot it.
You're not allowed to shoot
it. The problem, it's kind of grama to lock them up like that.
Yeah, but that grama of moom is learned from a special pasuk. Grama of this type of grama is not learned from a pasuk. The grama that he's going to die. It's a different pasuk.
Vayein Taisus Bechoros Chavches Ubarasham Sof HaMeseches Ubavoyd Zara The Sover Gamkin the Osir and Odelas Lomi Boy Yisrael Vade Osir Torach Lekayim Mitzvos Nesin Lekayim. In other words, the Taisus says Beferish. Taisus says Beferish. For sure, Yisrael can't do Ne'ilas Delas on a Bechor because he has a Mitzvos Nesina. He gives this headache to the Kayim. And what does the Kayim do with this headache? Like I told you, that's why by regular kachim. Right, also lahafsid. Meaning, here, if it gets a mum, at the end of the day, all's well, it ends well. Masha'in came by regular kachim. Therefore, Tyson says, we're makbid by a bechor to let it run wild. Avalkanim yipubo mum yachlana b'mumo asla hafzit. V'hu bizoyan kachim gamkin. L'fize nira de gam sofik bechor. Afal pi de'ein nosno l'koye. Mikomo konkaven doroi le'echa b'mumo l'baylim. Havi bizoyan kachim. V'yein b'yoideh simen samach tesif aleph. The Poisek Stam Kisforazu, the Osir Lino Delas. I guess, like the Rav said, they're true. So, Benoni Biyehuda in the Prague, I guess in the Czechoslovakian, whatever, wilderness, there were the Madura Kamayordea, Simon Peal, Pegimel, Piapel, Pazev, in Laharich.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.